Hello again, everybody, and welcome to another episode of BitNote. This is David Collins. We'll be playing some great video game music for you to have a listen to. Have a listen and hope you enjoy. So recently I was coming across this video about Second Life. Second Life is just basically this great big online sort of world where people join up and they make their own parts of the world, and it's like a whole graphical 3D socializing and fun and like virtual world where people can get involved with. But I'm not going to talk about Second Life right now, although, you know, maybe that's an idea for a future show. Instead, I was listening to the music that the person had decided to back to the track, and I kind of liked it. And it turned out to be a track from this guy called Trash80. So without further ado, I just kind of liked the track, so have a listen and hope you enjoy. that was Say Goodbye. It was by Trash 80 and also Gem Girl. It was released as part of Hologram. It was actually Trash 80's first full album debut. And it was, as you can see, is a pretty good song. One of the things about Trash 80 is that his music tends to be very electronic. And indeed, one of his instruments is actually a Game Boy. It's not the only instrument he uses, and there's a bunch of other stuff, like stuff with Casio before the name, you know, stuff that's actually originally intended to be used for music composition. But one thing that a lot of the chiptune and, you know, electronic artists out there with, in terms of music composition have discovered is that retro consoles, i.e. the actual consoles, we're talking about the literal, you know, Game Boy that was released by Nintendo and sold for people playing Tetris on in the 90s, those consoles could actually be music instruments. And indeed, Trash 80 has actually come out with a way of hacking a Game Boy in order to get these music. You see, as I've said before, old consoles, I mean, modern consoles, it's different. They just take a recorded sound and they play it. But old consoles had actually processors for generating signals and sounds. And the actual video games would have to send them the right commands in order to play the right signals in order to generate the track they wanted. It's like having an orchestra in front of you and you just having to write the sheet music so that the orchestra will play the right notes and hopefully it will sound good. But of course, this means that every of those classic old consoles has an orchestra in them. And each orchestra is different depending on the hardware design and the signals they generate. So therefore, each console sounds slightly differently. But some people really like the Game Boy sounds, or some people just liked others. So they ended up hacking it. So wait a sec. Instead of just, you know, like, just using games to tell this orchestra or these chips what sounds to play, why don't we make our own commands to the Game Boy? And then that way we'll automatically be able to just have this thing play for it. And it's actually happened. There are like nightclubs out there where people, you know, DJs will beat and people will perform, and they'll have a Game Boy among all the other equipment just playing out the sounds for everyone to listen to. It's kind of amazing and it's kind of brilliant. Okay. Incidentally, Trash 80 has also made music for actual video games, such as the Darwinia by Introversion. I maybe should really play that game sometime. And by the way, Trash 80 isn't actually his real name. This might surprise you very much, but he's actually called Timothy Lamb and also has gone by the alias Tresk. So, but good music nonetheless, and I hope you enjoyed it. Now let's move on to actually some music that actually has come from a video game. And in this case, we're going to take a look at the Hitman series, or at least the first Hitman game. Basically, there's another Hitman game coming out that's just called Hitman. And I've said on the show before, I really annoy it when there's like a game series and like the first one's like called Tomb Raider, and then years later they say, we're releasing a new Tomb Raider game and we're just calling it Tomb Raider. And I'm going, damn it, how the heck are we meant to tell the difference between that game and the first game? And of course, classic example being Sonic 2006. The first game in the series was Sonic the Hedgehog, and then in 2006 they released a game called Sonic the Hedgehog, but then everyone just called the second game Sonic 06, which just shows that you're just giving your fans power to rename the game. But with Hitman it's a little different, because the first Hitman game was actually called Hitman : Codename 47, whereas the next game is just called Hitman, so they're kind of averting it. I don't know. So Hitman Codename 47 is the first game in the Hitman series. It was released originally on the PC in the early noughties. It essentially, in that game, you play, surprise, surprise, a hitman, or more specifically, a genetically engineered hitman, which kind of gets kind of weird and stuff, and you get broken. Basically, you start in a medical facility, and then you manage to break yourself out with a bit of help, and then as you're going out, you're suddenly given contracts to actually kill people, only then it mysteriously determines that when you kill the people, you notice letters on them. Well, of course, unless you don't notice them, because you can't actually kill these people, run away, and not even bother to check their bodies, in which case you'll be slightly less informed when the ending of the game comes. But if you do, you'll start to notice that, you know, that your recent set of targets, while bad guys, aren't necessarily randomly picked. Ooh. So, without further ado, here is the main title, the extended version of the Hitman theme. It was composed by Jesper Kyd and, of course, was from the game Hitman. Have a listen and hope you enjoy. And there you just heard the main theme extended version from Hitman Codename 47, composed by Jasper Kidd, and the game, of course, was developed by IO Interactive. Hitman is one of those pretty well-known game series. Maybe not the most well-known, but it's definitely a very successful franchise, and even has a movie based off it, which I watched the first part of, got bored of, and stopped watching. I only really tried to get into them recently, and after playing the first game on the PC, I realized, boy, this game was full of old game design. Hitman, the very first game in the series, not focusing so much on what happens later, because I haven't quite got to those games just yet, is definitely an example of studio's first game. And boy, you can just mention it. When a studio first forms to make a game, they usually have a lot of good ideas and they get implemented, but it's usually let down by a lot of bad game design and a lot of why the heck are you doing that? Or a lot of this causes me so much damn frustration, I hate you game developers, I hate you, 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 dear gosh, why can I not finish this level? Damn it, I don't want to look up a walkthrough. Damn it, damn it, damn it, damn it, I keep trying over and over again, talk to someone on Messenger saying how much I hate the ending and so forth. Basically, with these classic games, sometimes you weren't sure what you were meant to be doing, and it would be very frustrating because, unlike classic point and click adventure games, you could end up, while figuring out what to do, to die and do all the steps you got up to that point just to try to get it. So, for instance, like the harbor level, I had to assassinate a guy in a boat. I wasn't sure the best way to do it. So I ended up having to do this complex stealth section to get around the first set of guards at one gate, then hit another gate where I had to get around the guards again, and I'm pretty sure that the guards in front of the gate acted differently from the guards in every other part of the game, so I had to specifically sneak past them in a very specific sort of way. And then I had to actually manage to get my way to the boat, and only then try to sneak on board, but I had to do so in a way that I wasn't detected, because if you're detected... Yeah, here's the thing. Basically, it's kind of meant to be stealth. If you're detected, basically, everyone tries to kill you, because they figure, wait, you're trying to kill someone. And then when I'd snuck on board, I had to try to figure out over and over again how to actually kill the person without them killing me, or more specifically, how to find the person to kill without them killing me. And this whole time, I'm actually wondering, is it even possible to actually kill him without everyone coming down and shooting me? In which case, it turned into more shooty action game. But I kind of prefer the more stealth game, where you manage to manipulate the level without anyone identifying you, but then again, at some points, it seems impossible, and sometimes it seems completely random whether people will try to go after you or not. So sometimes you take a chance and you maybe shoot one guard or shoot another, but then either someone discovers you or someone sees where you've hidden a previous body, or any number of things could happen, and suddenly you're desperately trying to control a situation where everyone's running around you. You end up trying to fight them off. You try to deal with it like just by shooting people, but they shoot you back. Finally, the guy ends up escaping, or you fail the mission and dying, and you have to repeat all those damn annoying stealth sections over and over again and try to figure out a better thing. It's like solving a crossword puzzle where if you make a wrong move, someone like suddenly rips the crossword puzzle out of your hand, burns it, yells in your face, causing you trauma, then gives you a new, slightly different, but quite similar crossword puzzle. So you've got to figure out what bits to do the same, what bits to do differently, and at the same time hoping that you can make it far enough in the crossword puzzle this time that you can actually succeed. I am really trashing this game, am I not? Actually, it's not quite as bad as all that, kind of, but why don't I just move on to another kind of track from the game. This one is Jungle Exploration. I really like this one. Most of the levels in this game take place in a kind of like a whole urban environment, so like, you know, a shipyard, harbor, or maybe like the streets of a city in China or something, but this one takes place in the jungle, so have a listen and hope you enjoy. We'll be right back. And that was Jungle Exploration by Jasper Kidd from Hitman Codename 47 by IO Interactive. I just really like that theme. It's just got something to it that I just really, really like. So, yeah, I kind of trashed Hit Codename 47 just before the song. Look, the thing is, the idea behind it is actually great, and it comes together very well in the first level. You're a hitman. You've got a target and a couple of secondary objectives. You got to manipulate your way around the level, trying not to be seen, sometimes procuring the right items. Sometimes you have to kill someone and take their clothes, so you pretend to be them. That's actually one of the weird things about the game. For some reason, if you actually take off your business suit and put on, for instance, a jungle uniform, people will instantly now stop seeing you as a hitman and start seeing you more as one of their fellow compadres. This is despite the fact that you are a clearly bald guy with a barcode on the back of his head, and how the heck they can see through what can't see through your paper-thin disguise is kind of ridiculous. But that's all part of the thing, you know, you put on these oriental clothing or whatever clothing, you move on, you look at the time where you look at the flags waving in the background and remember, oh yeah, back then cloth simulation was actually a big thing, and you manipulate your way trying to get the right items, trying to get your target to end up undead. But while you can try to go violent and just kill everyone, the real reward is if you can just about manage to stealth it through and kill them without anyone noticing. And of course, if the level actually acknowledges that this is something that they can do rather than making it impossible and frustrating you between various different things. So, I mean, the first thing where it's subtle, where I see that there's a meeting in a park, where I try to scout the location and take an elevator up and stand on the roof and then take my sniper rifle out of my briefcase and aim and then try to take my shot and then hopefully I can get it, and then quickly a helicopter goes, so I try to pack away my sniper rifle before they can see it and get on the lift and try to walk away like nothing ever happened. That's good. That's like the whole thing of a professional trying to do his job, work with the environment and get through, okay? And damn. It's great when a plan falls together, and less great when the whole thing goes splash up in your face. So yeah, it is actually a flawed game and frustrating, but it just does have some very nice environments, some very nice missions, a very nice sense of you're on your own, you've got to do it, you know, sort of empowerment sense, and quite a good bit of options and different things you can approach the mission. So yeah, I like Hitman, but I'll be honest, a lot of times I was playing it, I was just waiting to play the later games where I was hoping these mechanics would be a bit more refined. So, that's it for now. I'll leave you with Dark Jungle, another track from Hitman Codename 47. It was composed by Jasper Kidd. It was developed by IO Interactive. This has been David Collins with BitNote. If you want to listen to other episodes, just go to bitnotefm.com. Follow us on BitNoteFM Twitter, and we're also on Facebook. And to top it all off, if you've got any podcast service, just look us up on there and you'll be able to listen in. Just search for BitNote. This has been David Collins with BitNote. Thanks for listening, and I hope you keep enjoying video game tunes.